Is this what they call a banger?
It's a banger. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Don't feel like
it. What do you think? No?
Don't feel like it.
Hard grader.
Who is this?
Oasis.
Never.
Didn't you see Oasis?
I saw Oasis three times.
But did you see them in England?
Yeah. Is that who Justin was telling me about this morning? Because he said you look like the lead singer from Oasis.
No, I thought he said Savage Garden.
Oh, okay. I got them mixed up. Yeah. Savage Garden.
So Savage Garden was actually me and one of my first girlfriends. Our song was a Savage Garden song.
I got to see this now because
it was like,
bad memories.
I knew I loved you. Remember that one?
Yes.
That was a good one.
I think the comparison came up because your hair yesterday, the bangs.
Yeah, they say you had bangs,
the
man.
Hair
I
made
was
a,
looking
the hair.
We thought we were getting the bangs today. What happened?
Here's the unfortunate reality, guys.
Yep.
And if kids are in the car, don't listen. Don't.
Oh, this always goes well. Yeah.
Bullying works. I don't know what to say. We can pretend it doesn't. It's obviously not nice to do. People
so who
have not
got
been
you?
Nice
like
to
our coworkers
so which
got
one
you
are you supposed to look like?
Well, do you want to see
is this the Savage Garden? They say, which one are you supposed to look like?
I mean, I would guess the one to the left, but
okay,
the bangs blonde. One. Yeah.
But they look like they both got bangs to me.
Well, you and I have a lot
we
of nerve.
We got
alone bangs.
So you've not seen the cut
down
yet.
Baldies. No, I have not. I've not seen.
Let me show you. This is the cut. How I was wearing it.
That was yesterday. What did you think of that, Elliot with bangs? You,
Elliot, you my dog, right?
Here's another one.
Looks a little trailer parkish. Little trailer.
Interesting. I hadn't heard that yet. I've heard a lot of things about it.
Was that you were going with that, or was that like post practice hair?
That was how I was wearing.
Oh, okay, because I knew you came for practice. I didn't know if like your hair was.
The videos I showed Hugh were from the weekend. When
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He looked like he about to go. You know, never mind. Let me keep that to myself.
Okay, but this is the second time in two hours. Hugh's got to keep something to himself.
Yeah. Come on,
but no, bullying works. I don't know what to say. Everyone's been very mean about it.
Okay, well,
it's too hard to go about it.
Yeah, we weren't. We weren't.
You guys were not mean about it. But there's also nothing worse than going around a new group of people and no one comments on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, nobody
no one has anything nice to say. Exactly. Yeah. I feel like it was upsetting people. Like, I was, like, awkward to be in the room.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
I just have to get used to it, but
I also think that's part of it. This is also...
I told Kyle what I thought it looked like you was about to go do.
No, I'm sure, Kyle. Yeah, I could guess. But...
See, now you're bullying.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I just got to get you.
You're sneak bullying.
Yeah, it's a good lesson in why.
Sneak dissing, Joe. Sneak dissing.
Yeah, he is. On the secret mic. Why it's difficult for people to do new things. I can understand, you know? It's a society where everyone has to conform. And I guess I'm stuck with this hair the rest of my life.
We have Mean Girls Douglas on this show.
Yeah, it is exactly. Mean Girls Douglas. Well, the Eagles are trying to do difficult things, change the offense. Elliot, of course, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth seat. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and Cozy. All right, Elliot, let's start with this. So I think this is right up your alley. We were having the discussion this morning with everyone on does Jalen's performance this summer, not just yesterday, because yesterday didn't seem like a good day, does it matter? You know, because there are some quarterbacks, I would say, in the NFL, seasoned ones, the top of the league, that like it probably doesn't really matter if Josh Allen or Lamar have a great summer, right? You just kind of expect their performance to be what it normally is during the season. This summer, for me, really matters for Jalen. New offense and how he performs. And I said yesterday's like the first quiz, right? But there's a whole semester here through training camp. I'm guessing, based on how you cover training camp, you think this stuff matters.
I think it matters every time he steps out on the field, how he plays. Obviously, some matter more than others.
Right.
How he plays on Sunday matters more than how he plays during the first day of mandatory minicamp. How he plays in training camp, I think, matters more than how he plays in mandatory minicamp. But there's just... no beat writer that was at that practice yesterday that would tell you the offense looked good. The offense looked bad. The offense lost to the defense yesterday. I think the coaches would tell you that. I think the offensive players would tell you that. And we can come up with reasons of why that is the case. And I think some of them do make sense, right? Like the defense is running the same scheme with the same personnel. That is going to make them ahead of the offense. I think in general, it takes offense a little longer into camp to get going than the defense. And not an Eagles thing, just like in, you know, totality. But they just don't look good. And like Jalen's missing throws deep. They would be one thing, like they're not moving the ball consistently, and that is not great to see, but that's kind of, you know, they're still learning it. But when there's throws there to be made, he's missed those throws. In the three practices I've watched, he's had three deep shots and he's missed all of them. Two were underthrown, one was overthrown. So those are the things I think you would like to see him complete. So yeah, I think it does matter how he plays, no question about it.
See, and that's why I trust this reporter, because he gives me like he's there at practice and he sees it and he does a great job explaining it. But I'm gonna ask you this, Elliot, because this is how I feel. I feel like this year, because this is not the first year that we've been under a new regime and offensive coordinator and things of that nature. Yeah. To me, yesterday felt like the scrutiny for Jalen was a little bit more than it has been in the past, given the fact that he's been in new offenses the last couple of years. Do you feel kind of the same way?
So where I would agree with you is I think the reaction to him practicing poorly is strong, and I think that's because deep down people are worried, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that if, to your point, Joe, you know, quarterbacks, like, let's say Mahomes or Tom Brady and his, like, no one would care if he, Tom Brady, I could tweet, had a bad practice, and nobody would really care.
Of course.
I think there is, whether fans want to admit it or not, real worry about what this offense could look like this year. This is why people react so strongly to AJ stuff, right? Because everyone's so mad at AJ now, and he's done things he probably shouldn't have done. He's not helped himself. But the real anger from that comes in the reality, they're not as good without AJ. AJ's a great player. So I think the reason there's strong reaction, to answer your question, Hugh, is there is worry about how this thing could look. So when you hear it didn't look good yesterday, even though we all know there's reasons for it, I think it's just upsetting to people.
So, that's fair.
Go ahead.
That's fair. No, I was just saying that's fair because it just felt, like I said yesterday, that it was just a lot more. It was just the level of scrutiny was a lot higher.
So I'm curious from what you've seen so far and your guess, Elliot, how is this going to look? And I don't mean play action under center because I think we all realize they're moving towards that. But the entire time Sirianni and Jalen have been here, they have run basically three wide receivers, right? That, whether it's shotgun or not, that's been the offense. One tight end, three wide receivers. And that third receiver always shifted and whatever. And it seems like there's a lot more two tight ends now, right? 12 personnel, two tight ends, which would mean Goddard and Stowers, I think, as the season goes on.
You know, I think Stowers seems a little further away from...
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
But
Johnny Munn. Yeah.
Ideally, eventually, those two. Okay.
Yeah.
But that also means that one of those receivers that they have is not on the field as much as they normally would be. And my guess would be maybe that means Mekhi Lemon doesn't have as big of a role in his rookie year. So Devontae's going to play every snap, you would think. The second receiver on the outside, if they're only in 12 personnel, two receivers, I would think Tavion Wicks has the heads up on that because he knows the system, he knows Mannion, and he's currently healthy.
So there was also a rep yesterday where they had two running backs on the field.
Okay.
Right? So that, again, a receiver's coming off the field. In terms of what the power order would be for the receivers, I actually do think, now Mekhi Lemon's not practicing right now. He's dealing with a hamstring injury. He wasn't out on the field yesterday. I would be stunned if he's out there today. I think they're fine giving him this time, letting him fully recover, which I understand. Dontavian Wicks, when they made the trade, I loved the trade.
I did too.
Like, I thought it was a great signing. I think signing him beyond this year was a great call. And obviously it's early. But I can see why there were, like, he never had a breakout year in Green Bay just because the drops that people talked about in Green Bay, I kind of dismissed a little. Watching him in practice, it feels like every time I watch him practice, he's either bobbling a ball or dropping it. So that's concerning. In terms of who would be ahead of who, I think Mekhi Lemon has the edge over Dontavian Wicks. Now, I think they'll, you know, early on maybe do rotating, but I think the Eagles want Mekhi Lemon out there. But the issue with that is he's undersized, and Dontavian Wicks brings size, so that's an advantage for him.
What's your thought on watching a few practices with Sean Mannion on the field? There was one, I'm not sure where I saw the clip, but there was a clip yesterday where he was in the quarterback individual drill, right, and kind of handing the ball to the quarterback, like almost simulating as if he was the center, but he was facing the quarterbacks, and Jalen was the clip I saw. Maybe you've seen this. I mean, I can't recall seeing coordinators do that. That felt to me more like a positional coach kind of thing. Mm-hmm. What's your thought on just watching him on the field?
He's definitely very hands-on. I think he's definitely very energetic. Like, you can tell he's very excited to be there. Nick Sirianni has talked about how, you know, Mannion's one of the first people in the building every morning and one of the last people to leave. Like, one impression I definitely get of Mannion is he has been waiting for this moment, and now he is ready to, like, fully throw everything he has into it. You know, I think one benefit of hiring him as opposed to a Mike McDaniel or a Brian Daboll is those guys probably just go home when everyone else goes home. Right? Like, they've had a career, they have money, they've made a name for themselves. This is it for Sean Mannion. Like, this is his time to shine. So when you watch him out there on the practice field, I think you can just tell how excited he is, how motivated he is, how invested he is. I think the players have seen that from him. One thing I'm hearing that I think is super encouraging is he's been really good in team meetings. And I think that really matters because when you're Sean Mannion, you're coming into this job, the flip side of not being Mike McDaniel or Brian Daboll is guys don't know who you are and you don't have a resume to lean on. So I would imagine the first time he stepped in front of these players, there was a little of, like, let's see what this guy has. I mean, he's been, you know, a practice squad player. He's only coached for 2 years. And it sounds like he's been really good in those meetings, like very prepared, speaks confidently. So I think that that's encouraging. So it's the honeymoon phase. You know, we'll see when the real games start, how everything goes. But early on, it seems like he could not be making a better first impression.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here in studio as we talk through Eagles minicamp here. All right, Elliot, let's what's going on with Jalen Carter? So he's there, which he was
there yesterday.
That's great. But from what I understood, he was in individual drills, but not team drills. Now, if you had a guess, is that more of just kind of the progression from the offseason and his shoulder, or is there something more going on here that he's there but not fully doing everything?
If I had to guess, and I don't have this answer, I would think this is more contract related. And This would also probably be the first time where you see a little bit, not I don't want to say like a fraction, but if he was paid, my guess is he would be doing team drills yesterday. It's just my read on it. So maybe it's not tense. Maybe they're all in agreement. Like, hey, we're working through this. Don't go out there. You have $100 million guaranteed on the line. God forbid you were to injure yourself, whatever. But in my experience of covering these mandatory minicamps, one of the sole purposes of them, or biggest ones, is just seeing who's in, like who's in and who's not. Like the Eagles very rarely have guys hold out for mandatory minicamp, but there's been times where guys have been in contract disputes and they've been there but not practiced. He practiced a little bit, but him not doing team drills, I think, is an indication, and I do think it's contract related.
If he doesn't have a deal by day one of training camp, do you think he's practicing?
Yes. I just don't think he'll hold out and not practice. But look, I thought this deal would be done by now, right? And it seems
we all did. We thought it was going to be done after the Jordan deal.
I mean, think about this time last year. We were all just waiting to see on that first day they were allowed to do it how big the check is that they were going to give.
Right.
And the fact it's not done is surprising to me. And I think this flew under the radar a little bit. I don't know if you guys saw it, but Mary Kay Cabot, who covers the Cleveland Browns, right, has obviously been reporting a lot on the Myles Garrett
thing. She's been reporting on them for a long time.
Yeah, she's like, you know, I don't know, like the Ruben Frank of that, right? Like, she is like the best doing it. Rube's the GOAT.
No, I didn't say he wasn't.
Okay, yeah.
He's tenured. No. Just like tenured. Mary Kay's tenured, oh, yeah. Ruben's right. Tenured.
Hugh just did a whole thing about how he doesn't respect any of the Eagles' beats besides Elliott and Marcus Rube's Hayes. Cool. So.
They're going to come after you next, by the way, Douglas.
Then let them come.
Okay, all right.
So anyway, Mary Kay came. I have to go hang out with these. But yeah.
I'm making it bad.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Mary Kay Cabot covers the Browns. And during the whole Myles Garrett thing, she was reporting on it, obviously. And she said the Eagles didn't try for Myles Garrett, which, who knows? Like, I'll believe her on that. But this, to me, was the interesting part. She said the Browns had zero interest in acquiring Jalen Carter. Zero. Like, you don't often hear that about a great player, right?
And the Browns could use any talent they could find.
And Andrew Berry, he was not here when they drafted Jalen Carter. His brother works for the team currently, and he obviously worked here and is close with people in the building. So I thought that was pretty surprising. Like, 0% after how he's played is pretty wild.
Is it fair to wonder if we overrate Jalen Carter? Just like all of us.
I think it's fair to wonder that.
Yeah, because maybe the league doesn't view him the same way. Because it seemed like the Rams-Browns trade was like, they built it around, we want to Jared Verse, right? And they give us picks, but we want to build our next defense around Jared Verse. They didn't seemingly feel that way about Jalen Carter.
And you could convince me that Jared Verse, like if I got to pick between the two, you could convince me to take Jared Verse.
Sure.
But I think it's at least debatable.
I would think it would be too.
Now, part of it is Jared Verse is still a full year away from being paid, I believe. Jalen Carter, obviously,
is in the throes of being paid.
Yeah, you would have to pay him. But yeah, I thought that was super interesting to hear that this team that you would think would have a ton of interest in him had zero.
Yeah, that did strike me. All right, let's take a phone call here with Elliot, and then we got to get to one more thing that keeps standing out here from early Eagles practices. Derek in Paoli's up on WIP. Hey, Derek.
Yo, first things first. Elliot, man, listen, if you're going to be out here like trying to sell us all these stories and this and that, right, you got to stand up, man. Just because people don't like your hair, man, don't mean you change up your style. Listen, your style is your style. You look in the mirror and you like it, you can't say, oh, Spike and them bullied me and this person ain't like it, so I'm going to change it. That ain't, like, I try to stick up for you with the sassy E stuff, but when you start doing, like, sucker stuff like this, you come in here with a whole new haircut after you were sold on it yesterday.
No, so here
you go home and now you don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
No, I agree.
I don't know. That's
honestly,
just me, though. That's just me.
Derek, I 100% agree with you on this. Like, I thought about this quite a bit. Here's the problem, though. The last 2 days I've been down at the Eagles, it feels like everybody is looking at me the entire time. And it's been like distracting in trying to do my job. So I agree with you. And I'm going to wear
my
hair.
A little different, but,
I do, yes.
No, you just got to get used to it, dog. Just
gotta
get used to it.
I agree. And I'm going to wear it. Yeah. I am going to wear it differently, like out and about. But professionally, it feels like it's too much.
It might have distracted Jalen in practice yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? That's the excuse we need. That's it. It was Elliott's on the sideline.
So look, this is my Eagles point, right? So, like, if we get, like, my whole thing is all off season, even during season, all we hear about is Jalen Hurts. He don't like going under center. He don't like throwing under the middle. This offense is all about timing, right? Mm-hmm. So I get Elliott. You get paid to do your job. That's your job. I respect it, right?
Thank you.
So when you come back and say like, oh, he's missing throws and stuff like that, I know for me how I look at it is, well, at least he's making them throws, right? Like, and hopefully over time, the throws that he's missing, he'll keep build up the confidence to keep making them. And then, you know, that's part of him learning the offense and trusting the process and this, that, and the third. Like,
so
I'm just not worried yet. Like, if we, you understand what I'm saying? Like, timing, we all watch football, Sean McVay, all this and that. So it is all about timing. So if a quarterback like him has never really been known for that, like, we can't expect him to go out there and just look like a whiz kid. If he was a whiz kid, he would have been a first-round draft pick. He wouldn't have been drafted to be Carson Wentz's backup. Like, this is going to take him a little bit of time to learn because it's way different. And like you said, the offensive line, Shea saying different stuff, like the terminology, I just think it's going to take him a little bit of time. And I just hope, you know, now he looks like crap taking it in. That gets a little scary, but for
Yeah, I agree with you, Derek. I do think it's okay the offense is not winning today. That's not really my concern.
Especially against this defense.
But I would also say that just from watching practice, the ball is not really being thrown different places than it was last year. Mm. Like, so deep balls are something Jalen should hit. And, you know, this right now, what I'm watching is not changing my opinion of the upcoming season. I think there is something, too, when you're actually the one watching it. You internalize it, and it does hit you different. But when, you know, he's thrown the ball deep three times and he's missed all three of them, it's hard for me to come on here and be like, he's been great.
No,
like,
you got to talk about it.
Yeah. No, you can say that, right? But my whole thing is, when the Eagles played the Bills, right, Josh Allen missed a throw that he could make 10 out of 10 times.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, quarterbacks, they're not going to complete, whether it's a long pass, short pass, they're not completing every single pass every single time.
Yep.
Like, that's just how I am. I don't really get worried about it until we start losing games. You
now,
know
to
what
be
saying?
Fair, but, though, you last know, year in training camp, when he wasn't playing well, right, people kept saying, well, it's just training camp. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And it did. Yeah. The offense was not good.
And there's been years where he's played well in camp. I mean,
right.
2022, the breakout.
Record. Yeah.
You go back to Wentz, that great camp he had. That was his one great.
Yes.
So it's all relative. Derek, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? What is what's the franchise Hughes talking about?
Man, I'm like the boy, what's his name from the Phillies, man? I just laughed at Hughes Clues, man. I'll catch y'all at 1 o'clock, man.
You got it, Derek. It's like T-Mac just laughing at
what
Hughes Clues.
What are you talking about, man? That was a good clue.
Well, obviously, Derek has no idea.
No, Derek was being nice, man. I ain't paying attention.
Why don't you give Elliott the first clue, see if he has any
idea.
All
right, Elliott, the first clue is this is a decade-old franchise.
Don't let him guess.
No,
I'm not going to guess, okay.
No,
a decade-old franchise.
Yeah.
Decades-old.
Decades.
Do you have any idea? Just yes or no. Off the first clue, like, yeah.
I mean, I feel like there would be a lot of them.
Well, that's usually where you...
Yeah.
A couple of days ago, he did a professional franchise. Like, this is the name of a professional franchise. There's 3,500 professional franchises.
It was the Salt Lake Bees.
That's a good clue.
Yeah.
I feel like the issue with Hughes Clues is he just thinks on a level that you guys...
He vibrates on a higher level.
He sees things so differently, right?
Differently, why are you giving him ammo for this?
I've been trying to tell him. Well,
someone
now,
has to prop
Hugh just dropped gems on us.
We got to bring him right back down.
I've been bullied the last 2 days.
So I'm just saying,
nice
and I try to tell Joe, now Joe's starting to get a little irritated with my takes, though. You see him, he's starting to
feel it.
Well, you are. You're being really annoying.
All right. Elliott, let's end with this. Why is Andy Dalton the number two quarterback on the Eagles?
Well, I'll tell you this much. Nick talks at 12:30 today.
Yep.
Yesterday was AJ day. Today is Andy Dalton day. I mean, we've watched them practice three times, and Andy Dalton has been the clear-cut backup quarterback all three of those practices. Yesterday, at one point, Andy Dalton had taken like 24 reps, and McKee was at 4. Like, he is just practicing way more than Tanner McKee is. Now, today we'll see.
Yeah.
If they're rotating, today should be Tanner's day. But
quickly. I'm just trying to piece this together logically. One guy's 38, one guy's 26, right? One guy they acquired for a 7th-round pick. One guy, it seems like they have put a mid-round pick as an evaluation for a possible trade. So, like, in their eyes, what they seem to say that Tanner's more valuable, yet they're giving Dalton the reps. So if you had to guess why, do they just think Dalton's better?
Is, so I think there's
McKee,
only two
McKee trade coming?
There's only two ways to look at
okay.
this. One, Andy Dalton is the backup quarterback.
Right.
And we're just lying to ourselves
a little bit.
But
why?
They think he's better. I don't know what the other reason would be.
Well, I mean, they're planning to trade McKee.
They might just think Dalton's better. Look, here,
does McKee make any sense as a three in his walk here?
Here's what I'll say
that
about
McKee.
That
makes no sense.
And to be, you know, me, Hugh, and Ike, like, Tanner is the player's lounge quarterback.
Hugh's
right?
called him the future for
exactly.
2 years.
But I think sometimes we maybe need to take a little bit of a step back with Tanner. Like, Tanner has started one game in the NFL, right? And he's been a backup quarterback his whole career. Andy Dalton has been a Pro Bowl level quarterback, right?
Now, but he is 38 years
agreed, old. Agreed, 100%. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, Tanner still has quite a bit to prove. Tanner is not like some proven backup that you can just put in and be like, well, we know we'll be good to go with him for a few games. Like, he does have something to prove. So it's definitely possible they could just think Dalton's better. The other reason it could be, and this could be the only pro Tanner way I think of viewing this, is they're giving Dalton the reps now, and then in training camp, Tanner's going to get them all.
Okay, so now is the Andy's time.
They're getting Andy all his reps now.
And then in training camp is Tanner.
Yeah, but we'll see, you know?
I mean, Douglas over here has got another theory. He's been workshopping for 2 days.
I don't think that's the case, because you like, reps right now, because one thing is true about all of this. The reps are precious mm-hmm. because you're learning a new offense. And if you want Andy Dalton taking as many reps as you want him to take, there's, to me, I feel like you feel that if the quarterback can't get the job done, then that Andy Dalton's going to be the guy that you're going to put in there. That's what I think.
So Hugh's been greasing the skids for Dalton to take over at some point. You have. Mm-hmm.
The way, you know, it's the way he says it that sounds bad.
Well, I mean, you have mentioned Andy Dalton incessantly over the last week or so.
No.
I mean, he almost took as many reps as Jalen yesterday. What,
I mean, Hugh, if you say there might be precipitation outside and I say it's going to pour, we're saying
okay,
the same
I'm
thing.
I'm going to say this. I'm gonna
I
say
just
this.
Said it my way.
No, you're saying it, and you're saying it with vitriol.
Yeah, those also aren't the same thing.
No, they're not.
What
I'm saying is this.
But is there rain either way? Is there rain either way in our scenario?
Are you going to let me finish this?
Yeah,
because he likes to stir it. You know, Joe has his big old spoon.
Because you talk around it.
He likes to stir
the pot.
I'm not talking around anything. I'm saying it. He's getting the most reps. He's getting as many reps as the quarterback.
I hear you.
So and this is a new offense. So if it goes south, Andy Dalton's going to be the guy.
Well, here's what I'd say to back up Hugh.
Holy
in this one. To be clear, I do not think they're going to bench Jalen for Andy
Dalton. I don't either.
But Andy Dalton's a pretty good litmus test. Like, if they can watch the offense, one way and Andy Dalton's running it and Jalen can't, like, you know Andy Dalton should be able to run this offense. He's been under center all the time. It's not, like, I think we act like they're going to revolutionize the NFL. They're just going to put him under center, right? Like, so if, I think it's a good way of seeing, like, Andy can do it.
See, Joe, but see, when Joe says he tries to be salacious with it, I'm not trying to be salacious.
Classic
salacious.
Joe
salacious.
You have tiptoed around.
You're just talking about rain. Not, he's like, it's pouring all of a sudden. There's a monsoon.
I'm not talking about that.
Yeah. Douglas has tiptoed around. They might, at some point this season, bench Jalen for Dalton. And I'm supposed to sit here and just like, oh, yeah, Hugh, that's an interesting idea. Instead of sound all the alarms.
But that's not where it is. It's just that when you're splitting reps with somebody, reps, like normally in a regular practice day, say if you're getting 20 reps, and you know math is hard, so I'm gonna say you give Jalen 12 reps, right? So you give okay, that's what
you got eight left,
so you give Andy 6, and Tanner might get 2.
Wait, what about Cole Payton's got to get 1?
Well, okay, then he might well
Cole Payton and Tanner getting the same amount of reps.
Okay, so you might like split it down. Wow. So Jalen gets 8. And how does it break down? 8, 10, 12.
No,
but anyway, we give Cole some rest.
Do yourself a favor.
Whatever the rest of 20 is, that's what Cole Payton's getting. Yeah.
The quick math whoops my ass every time.
Quality control, Douglas over here.
But anyway,
it's a nice
the point
preview
that I'm
of you as head coach of the Falcons here.
But anyway, the point is those reps matter because you're critiquing those reps.
Yes.
You're evaluating those reps. And if the quarterback, the starting quarterback and the backup are getting the same amount of reps, you can't look at it any other way except he's the contingency if it doesn't work out.
Well, that's what all backups are. I mean, I do think that.
Thank you.
I just don't think they
never disagreed with that.
In order for them to bench Jalen, I don't think Jalen would get benched until week like 14, 15.
I agree. I said in December at the earliest.
And even then, what are you saving at
I mean,
that
they let Carson play, and he was the worst quarterback in the league till December. Yeah, yeah,
and then Jalen the winner came in.
Well, and Jalen was at least a higher pick. He was a second-round pick. All right, Elliot, thank you for hopping in. We appreciate
it.
And we're looking forward to the Andy Dalton questions today at the press conference.
12:30.
But by the way, good questions yesterday. You and the Bulldog,
yeah,
Dave.
You
Rams the best question asker in the city, or certainly on the short list.
I mean,
he's unbelievable.
He's a Bulldog. All right, Elliot, thank you. We will talk to Elliot soon. 215-592-9494. Your calls and all this. Does all this matter? Does the way Jalen performs at practice matter to you this summer? It does to me. Hugh's out here workshopping all sorts of things here. And we got to get to maybe the biggest issue with the Phillies that no one's really talking about. And a second clue for Hugh's Clues. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. We have dreams of the championship with our teams. Be the world champion of your neighborhood with an upgrade to your home with my friends at Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to replacing your windows and doors, experience matters. At Pella Windows and Doors, their expert consultants help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible pricing and financing options designed around you. You'll get energy efficient products backed by some of the best warranties in the business, including insulation. And if you ever sell your home, those warranties transfer to the new homeowner. That's why your neighbors trust Pella. Right now, get 40% off installation or 0% APR for 60 months. Book a free in-home consultation today by calling 877-98-PELLA. That number again, 877-98-PELLA. Or visit PellaPhilly.com. That's PellaPhilly.com. And tell them Joe Giglio sent you.